This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome. The third hour of our get-together begins. It is 8:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. One of your top stories, third Pentagon official put on leave as they continue to investigate these leaks that have come out. All right, but right now, we're going to talk to the commish, Marion County's Carl Zalek. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on, buddy. It's a beautiful Thursday morning in Marion County.
It sure is. And a good story about 4 dogs getting rescued safely by Marion County Fire Rescue. And that's a good story.
Yeah, it's a great story. So our Engine 30 arrived. Those guys, Bellevue Station, Creek Station, villages all worked together. The firefighters got to the house, and it was engulfed in some flames. They launched their rapid interior attack using the hose lines and these pretty neat thermal cameras that we got over the last few years. They were able to find the dogs and brought them outside. And even though the roof collapsed, they were able to have the fire under control within 30 minutes. So a really great job by our team, and of course, saving those incredible dogs was pretty cool too.
Well, those dogs were a lot more fortunate than the guys that were the dogs that were raised by Matthew Keel. For people who don't remember, man, back in January of 24, Marion County Animal Services found 53 dogs living in absolutely horrendous conditions, and then they found a bunch of them, deceased ones, in the freezer. And he was given a sentence, et cetera, but apparently, this happened a while ago, but what the most recent news is, this guy, Matthew Keel, was recently found dead, right?
Yeah, the state attorney's office offered Keel a 43-month sentence with 2 years house arrest and 2 years probation. However, when he missed his court appearance, they went and they investigated his home, and they found Keel dead in his home about a week later.
Yeah, it's hard to feel really bad for him knowing what he did to those innocent animals. That was awful. Hey,
yeah, it really was.
Let me throw you a curveball on this. We didn't, I don't know how much information you have, but I was talking to another commish, the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, and he made mention of the possibility of like a paramutual racetrack being built in Ocala and or like Marion County. And were you aware of that? Is there talk of that? What are the plans?
Yeah, so we don't have any official plans. This is part of the negotiation possibilities with Gulfstream. So Gulfstream down in Tampa, of course, is looking to sell its property.
No, Gulfstream is in South Florida. Tampa Bay Downs is the other one.
Yes, Tampa Bay Downs is in Tampa. I apologize. It is in conjunction with Gulfstream as they want to sell their property, and I think it's under the Stronach family, some of those issues. going on there. And as they work through that process, and they would have to probably give up their parimutuel license, one of the negotiations from the Thoroughbred Association and the folks up here are like, hey, we can't lose this kind of racing in Florida. What would that look like? What are the possibilities of at least giving a license or letting those races happen at either OBS or another facility being built? And there, of course, are some folks that would be interested in that. And so it's a great discussion, and we're trying to make sure that we save, of course, as the horse capital of the world, the thoroughbred industry, and make racing a part of Marion County would be an exceptional opportunity for us.
Well, the Stradic woman already got her sweetheart deal. I think she has her gambling deal or whatever, and that's why she wants to decouple, mm-hmm. because she doesn't want to give 10% of the stuff to the purse for the live horse racing.
Yeah, and also, interesting enough, I think if I understood right, when I was up in Tallahassee last week talking to some of these senators and folks, Gulfstream also has the simulcast license. And so all those simulcasts are running through Gulfstream, and they're getting a percentage of that as well. And so that is something that they're dealing with. And so I don't know if anything is truly going to happen this session, Bob. I think what they're going to do is try to piecemeal a deal of some sort this session, and then really dive in and bring some bring some stuff back so that we can make sure the thoroughbred industry is not left out there dangling or you know what I mean, without a second thought.
Hey, April is Child Abuse Awareness Month in Marion County. What does that mean on the ground, so to speak?
Yeah, it's one of those things that we're really just trying to push a lot of emphasis to. There are so many folks that are facing these challenges, and we had Kimberly Center at our meeting just the other day, and they're joining forces with DCF Kids Central, of course, Marion County Sheriff's Office, and the public schools to raise awareness. And we're trying to equip communities with tools to prevent abuse in their families and making sure that every child has the opportunity. Those tools continue to be important as we are raising families. We call Marion County a place where we believe in families, and so we're trying to take action to support the important cause and make Marion County a place where children are protected, supported, and empowered. We do that through the ROC and through some other resources that we continue to work with the school board to do, and making sure that children know that they have a safe place if they end up having a problem.
And kind of related to that, April is also Sexual Assault Awareness Month. What do you want to try to convey to folks about that?
So we really want to raise the voice and take action to work towards the future of sexual violence to make sure that it's eradicated in our communities. Unfortunately, Marion County and some of North Central Florida is a place where we see higher numbers of sexual assault and also domestic violence. And throughout the month, local organizations, including the Assault Center, law enforcement, and health organizations provide education and resources. That's another great thing that's coming out of the resource officers that are put in schools, not only for children, but also to make sure that we see earlier signs of sexual assault. And these initiatives aim to empower individuals, to work through that. There's also some great resources for folks that if something has happened to you in the past, there are still significant resources available through these nonprofits like CASA and the sexual violence line that we have available.
Well, it's all great information, and we hope we can make strides toward knocking that out. National Day of Prayer is coming up Thursday, May the 1st. What are you doing in Marion County?
Yeah, so we have an observation that Thursday, May 1st at 8 a.m. Please come to our Veterans Park. It's a special morning. Local pastors, fathers, priests, rabbis, we have a wide range of denominations and traditions. And then we have a proclamation to talk about the faith in our community, encouraging people to share and to pray, especially in times of need like we are in today. I think more and more people need prayer. I certainly know I do. And my faith helps guide me through each step. And I hope to see people there, and we can pray together and have an incredible morning of faith. And I think, recentering that sometimes outside of the political world, Bob, really helps us to, kind of refocus. And that's a moment of refocus for me.
Yeah, no, and I think it's appreciated and by many for sure. And we appreciate you coming on the air and keeping things thriving and so busy, so much going on constantly in Marion County. We always appreciate you letting us know some of the things that are happening that we don't always hear about. And you have yourself an awesome Easter weekend.
Yes, happy Resurrection Day to you too, Bob. Thank you so much, brother. Have a great day.
All right. It is 8:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the code word to win tickets to Rock the Country, I'll give it to you next on 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocking the country, baby. Woo! Talking about Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We've got your tickets. Yep. Two-day tickets to next month's outdoor festival in Ocala, and it is going to be huge. Here's your chance to win. Simply text OUTDOOR to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Yep, that's you got 2-day tickets, and you'll have a pair. And that is going to be a good time. So text OUTDOOR to 20357, OUTDOOR. Why do I feel silly spelling it?
Well, just saying. There's
okay.
Always somebody who would go, how do you spell that, Bob?
If you can't spell that, how are they going to actually make their way to the event? Just saying.
Just have confidence. Have confidence.
But, well, yeah, for the legalese, I just try to be as helpful as I can so there's no confusion. Text OUTDOOR to 20357, and you'll be in the running. We'll have a new code word tomorrow. We'll do it all over again with another pair. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Rocking the country, baby. We, the people. My heart was hurt yesterday when I saw Patty Morin, and she's the mother of Rachel Morin, who was a mother of five, who was brutally murdered. She was like on a jogging trail. I won't go into the graphic nature of it, but I will tell you there couldn't have been a dry eye anybody who heard her remarks. She was a special guest at the White House taking the podium yesterday. And I don't think that you could have watched and listened to her without feeling it, at least to some degree, if not a very deep degree. And if you think about your own mother or daughter, sister, wife, and when she goes through the graphic nature of the attack, which they weren't aware of initially, finally they got, you know, the reports and all that. And I'm not going to go into it. It's morning time, and I'll just tell you that it's horrific, to say the very least, what occurred. And what really bothers me is this message needs to get out there. And one of the things she asked, when she was given condolences by the media that was in the group, and they you know, did seem to make a, what I would call a genuine effort, right? You know, at least on the part of many of them. And so her way of, you know, instead of condolences or you're sorry, here's what I ask you to do, basically. She said, tell the truth. Tell the story. Tell the truth. You know, the American people, we deserve some protection. Our kids, we deserve some protection. And CNN and MSNBC must have got a heads up on who the guest speaker was going to be, and they bailed out of it. They bailed out of it. So viewers of CNN and MSNBC never saw this distraught yet, you know, kept it very much together to tell the story. They never saw that. They never saw it being put in real terms, some of the real pain and anguish, death and destruction that could happen to Americans, American families, American children, at the hands of dangerous illegal aliens like MS-13 gang members. These aren't folks that operate mentally like most other people. They just don't. They're very predatory. They literally will kill and rape for fun. That is the nature. That's why it's the most feared and the most frightening of gangs on planet Earth. And so she put, you know, she told her story and said, you know, this could have been prevented. This can be prevented from happening in the future. But the likes of CNN and MSNBC want to try to make folk heroes out of MS-13 gang members. They want to make some sort of a political hero out of Chris Van Bozo, the senator from Maryland, by the way, who paid little attention to the rape and the death of Patty Marin's daughter. But he's making a very concerted effort with taxpayer dollars, of course, to fly to El Salvador to try to have a conversation to release this gang member, Kilmer Abrego Garcia.
And I'm sure he's going to, like, you know, before he comes back home, we'll stop by Gaza and see about maybe getting some dual citizen Americans set free.
Well, or maybe he'll make a special effort to have, you know, Garcia maybe move in with him, you know, and take care of him.
That would be,
so there could be some oversight.
Like an adoption program.
So you can prove maybe he's not the violent repeat offender that police records show. Maybe he's not the MS-13 gang member that two judges have shown. Maybe he's not the MS-13 gang member that police records show, or that the country of El Salvador labeled him as MS-13.
And that he didn't have rolls of cash and drugs on him when he was arrested?
He did, indeed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well. But, you know, it doesn't always have to fit the left's narrative. They try to make it fit.
Right.
It doesn't fit. But for CNN and MSNBC to go out of their way to drop the feed from the White House, I mean, that tells you everything you need to know about the lefty media. They really are just a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. Remember, when they talk about these things relating to Nazi and Trump's a Hitler and he's authoritarian and all that, they learn from Karl Marx, literally from the playbook and rules for radicals, Saul Alinsky. They learn, call your enemy what you are. Say they're doing what you're actually doing. That's it. That's a strategy. That's what they do. And if you have a complicit media acting as a propagandist, it is hard to overcome that kind of overwhelming messaging. That's why some of these lefty nutbags simply don't get it. They've been brainwashed, and now they don't want to hear anything else. 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about right here on 97.3 The Sky. Shaping up to be another absolutely Chamber of Commerce kind of a day. Yep. And it's all brought to you by the Bob Rose Show.
No charge.
Yes. Yep. And also free, the Bob Rose Show podcast. And you can download it wherever you normally download your podcast. Or you can use the Audacy app, AUDACY. Or you can go right to our website, thesky973.com. And when you click on there under podcast, there's an option for our national stuff. You'll find it under Bob Rose. And you'll see how you could get the whole thing, or you could get pieces of it broken down by topic and stuff. It's really well organized by not the team here, but a team that we've actually assembled in North Carolina. Yeah, the Bob Rose Show is everywhere.
To some extent.
No, but really, check it out. Okay, yep. Hit subscribe and you're in. You'll never miss a minute of the show, and you don't want to.
Well, it's been a busy week and continues to be a busy week of, you know, some of the friends of the show that have been checking in and filling us up with all kinds of information.
So. Yeah, too busy to go back to college.
Excuse me?
Well, if you could find some extra time and go back to college, you could get a degree. I'm not saying you personally, Greg. I'm just saying people in general.
Okay.
And people say, wow, that's a lot of work. At least that's what I'd say.
I would concur.
I also say I really didn't do so well in Algebra 2. In fact, I had to drop it. So
You're ahead of me. I didn't do well in Algebra 1.
Well, I only did because my sister was there to tutor me, and then she moved away. So thanks, Mary Jane. It's all her fault.
Wow. Just think where you could have been in life if that Algebra 2 had worked out for you.
I can't imagine things really being,
probably not any better.
Honestly, much better. I think the good Lord has me exactly where he wants me to be, and I am absolutely thrilled with that. So,
so what's this whole concept of going back to school?
If a 10-year-old girl can graduate college, what the heck's wrong with you, Greg?
Ooh, I'm a real slacker.
Well, I'm not, again, not referring to you specifically. Well, yes, I am. A 10-year-old California girl is set to graduate from college this spring. You know why?
Why is that?
She said, I just enjoy learning.
Wow, that's impressive.
Well, I enjoyed learning. It's the homework and the tests and the reports.
Yeah.
But just taking it all in, I like it.
Going to school, hang out with your friends, play little sports. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that other stuff.
She said there are so many interesting things out there. Alisa Perales, who learned how to read at 2 years of age, began doing algebra at the age of five.
Show off.
And really, it's like, do you want to do some algebra? And she's like, yeah, because she was so young, she didn't know any better. She got roped into that.
We learned.
No. Yeah. She started taking classes at a local community college in Yucaipa, California, where they live, when she was just 8 years old. So here we are, like a little over 2 years later or something like that. She's getting ready to graduate.
That's crazy.
It is.
That is crazy.
She says, it's very fun to me. It's almost as fun as playing outside or riding a bike or doing whatever. I just enjoy learning. Wow.
What a strange child. No, I'm kidding.
10 years old from San Bernardino, now 1 month away from graduating from the two-year college, and currently waiting to see if she's been accepted to Stanford.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Their academic standards are pretty high.
Yeah, they are.
That's crazy.
Amazing. That's amazing.
She will have just turned 11 by the time of the actual graduation ceremony, will earn two associate's degrees, one in multiple sciences and the other in mathematics.
Well, I just hope she doesn't get to college and just turn into a, 11-year-old party girl or something, totally change her way of life.
She was going to work with Elon Musk.
Yeah.
But then the neighbors found out and threatened to burn all their cars down.
Wow.
To heck with the little girl and her future.
Yeah.
We don't like Elon.
Yeah.
Because he hangs out with the orange man that we hate.
Oh, I saw a little lady in her Tesla yesterday. Where was I? I was in Gainesville. And it had like the, Elon, then with a circle and the line through it. That was the sticker on her Tesla.
Yeah. Now, did she really believe that, or did she put that on there as like an insurance, hopeful insurance policy?
Ah,
yeah.
Like, don't burn my car. I don't like him either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or somebody else that we know that has one said something like, I bought it before Elon.
Oh.
I don't know. I forget the term, but it went bad or what. I think it was before he was stupid, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Before.
He's still smarter than you people.
Same.
I mean, he didn't like invent the electric car, but he's you don't get to become one of the richest guys in the world if you're not pretty smart.
Like Stanford, that might have been part of how the internet started. Stanford was in on it. And it was all the way back in 1960. In fact, it was on this day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it was. It was in October.
Sounded good.
But 1969.
Huh. Because it was set up as a government thing originally, right?
Yes.
Like an internal...
Well,
no. It was an internal communication, wasn't it?
Yes and no. Based on some of that possible modeling, but it was academics is how it really...
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Academics. And so...
So why does Al Gore think he invented this stinking thing?
Why does Al Gore think we're still above water here when he predicted we'd be 10 feet under in Florida? I don't know.
He was way wrong.
I can't answer for...
He was way wrong.
Uncle Al, the kiddie's pal.
Yeah.
You know what the first word was? It was transmitted over the, quote-unquote, internet at this time, back when they were just...
Oh, I've heard this and I don't remember. Yeah.
It traveled, I think, 350 miles or something like that.
Yeah.
To another computer.
Right.
Login.
Oh.
That was the word. Login.
Okay. Wow.
That's all the excitement I have on that subject. And ever since then, we've been open to the devil's den.
I'm telling you. But it's come a long way from, dial-up, where you had to hear all those tones, and we backed up things on floppy disks, and it's come a long way. Not necessarily good, but it's come a long
way. But it really has, though. I mean, you think about it, leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
What we've seen in our lifetimes.
Oh, my goodness,
And so now you have to wonder, with these supercomputers and AI, where's it headed, and what will we see before the good Lord calls us home?
Yeah. Well, I love the picture that they, and I forget who put it together. They took everything, all the equipment, stereo, telephone, computer, all the things that our little handheld cellular phone device that we carry, and it's like it takes up several square feet of stuff, but it's all in there now. We have seen a lot.
One of your top stories is third Pentagon official put on leave amid leak investigation. This is at the Department of Defense and potentially implicated in the probe. You already know Colin Carroll, the chief of staff to Deputy Defense Secretary Steven Feinberg. This is the third. Remember, the other two is Dan Caldwell, senior advisor to Pete Hegseth, and Darren Selnick, the Pentagon's chief deputy chief of staff. And so theirs happened to them Tuesday. I guess it was yesterday that they put on leave this Colin Carroll. And yes, they've had a lot of leaks. Department of Defense, this information could be potentially extremely damaging for the U.S. in many different ways, geopolitically, from a strategic perspective, warfare, all of it. So it was Congresswoman Kat Kamick that told us on the air when we brought it up to her earlier, which if you get the podcast, you'd be privy to it. And she said that there's no background check for people in many of these positions.
That blows my mind.
It does. It really does. Like, and she said, believe it or not, some of the Democrats and even Republicans are not for instituting such a thing. And for the life of me, I can't. What would be the thing? Like, okay, maybe there's a little privacy issue there. But remember, it's a job. It's an opportunity. It's an offer. In other words, if you want this opportunity, then you agree to submit to a background check.
You're going to be working in an office in the Capitol. You're going to be around people. You're going to hear discussions of all kinds of things that can be very seriously important to our country. And you're just going to, hope that they have no nefarious intent whatsoever. You can't get a job hardly doing anything without a background check.
And a background check doesn't mean that this person is going to be pristine moving into the future.
No.
Depending on what information they're privy to, anybody can be compromised. And that's, what the bad guys are going to constantly seek, opportunities like that. So, but at the very least, at least start with a background check.
Oh, yeah.
To, try to get a handle on what you think you're dealing with. A person that can be trustworthy. Listen to this. When police raided a factory in Georgia, they found dozens of Chinese nationals being kept in near slave-like conditions, and authorities say that they were pressed into service by a forced labor trafficking ring.
This is our Georgia, not the little country.
This is near Atlanta. Yeah, Cartersville, wow. Which is 40 miles north of Atlanta. And what these agents found, it just absolutely shocked them, being reported on by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Federal officials said that around 60 Chinese nationals were being held in tiny rooms and forced to work long hours in the flooring manufacturing plant. The exploited workers at Wellmade, it's Wellmade Industries in Cartersville, are just a few of the many exploited workers that the Trump administration has rooted out. Wonder how they got into the country.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, were they on student visas at some point? Were they part of, the 4 years of open borders under Biden and his administration? Huh. Interesting. But what we know is unbelievable abuse that was going on against these Chinese nationals. Another reason why, unfettered immigration is not good. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up at 9:05, our friend from Epic Times, Nanette Holt, she will join us then. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday, 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It really is going to be another absolutely gorgeous day, and hopefully we'll get excellent weather for the big show, the Rock the Country We the People show that is coming to Ocala on May 9th and 10th. Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Jody Messina. This is going to be more. There's going to be even more acts, and this is a two-day event, and we've got tickets to give away. Now, they are on sale already at rockthecountry.com. Two-day tickets are $139 each. GA Plus tickets are $289 each. All right? So we've got some tickets that we're going to give away. And you have to text and win. So if you would text the word outdoor, OUTDOOR, to 20357. Text outdoor to 20357, and you will be in the running for your two-day tickets. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Tomorrow we'll have another code word and another pair of tickets. So you just keep on winning, everybody. Keep it here on the Sky, Sky, Sky.
It's so authentic.
A report from the interim fire chief of Los Angeles says that the city spends more on homelessness than it does on firefighters, and that the homeless start nearly one-third of the fires to which the department responds. Just kind of an interesting dynamic, isn't it? It's like if the homeless weren't there, then the fire department would be a lot less busy and would need to spend more money. But as long as you have a homeless population and that's starting fires, wow, probably what you have is going to be inadequate. The stunning report from the interim L.A. Fire Department Chief Ronnie Villanueva was revealed Tuesday by the ABC affiliate there, and the memo details that nearly a third of all fires the department responded to in the last 6 years involved a member of the homeless community.
That's crazy.
According according to the memo, in the last 10 years, the number of rubbish fires, often started by homeless, surged a whopping 475%.
Wow.
Yeah. So they don't take care of their fire department's fire rescue, the equipment that they need. And they also haven't truly address the homeless issue either effectively, have they? Oh, but politically, those folks will, Karen Bass, there's the, she's the mayor. I guess, is she going to run for governor? Gavin Newsom has done such an awful, fantastic job right. with his hair. He wants to be president.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, he wants to be.
And what exactly is he going to sell that on? On California? I mean, does he think that California has a huge independent GDP, so to speak, because of anything he did?
No.
Not at all.
He may say so, but...
Well, yeah. But, these people do somehow get promoted.
Yeah.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio Wednesday announced the closure of the Global Engagement Center. Aw! Why wouldn't you want people to be engaged around the globe?
Yeah, it sounds romantic.
Sounds good enough, right? Yeah. This is actually, they want to shutter this Global Engagement Center because basically it's part of the censorship industrial complex. Quote, today, it's my pleasure to announce the State Department is taking a crucial step toward keeping the president's promise to liberate American speech by abolishing forever the body formerly known as the Global Engagement Center, the GEC. Rubio wrote in an op-ed for the Federalist titled, Rubio, to protect free speech, the censorship industrial complex must be dismantled. Rubio wrote in 2016, the Obama administration changed the GEC's focus on combating international terrorism cover and all foreign state and non-state propaganda and disinformation efforts. Rubio explained, he said, this pivot was no accident. Obama's man in charge at the GEC, Rick Stengel, touted his efforts to protect democracy, in air quotes, while redefining it so that democracy came to mean silencing the part of the electorate he doesn't like. Isn't that exactly what was taking place? Yes. In 2019, Stengel directly equated President Trump's campaign with foreign and terrorist propaganda, writing, quote, Trump employed the same techniques of disinformation as the Russians and much of the same scare tactics as ISIS. That same year, Stengel wrote an entire article about why America needs a hate speech law. Yeah. I mean, hate speech? The Secretary of State said the GEC was an enthusiastic partner in the Election Integrity Partnership, which monitored alleged disinformation about the 2020 election. The EIP pretty much exclusively singled out accounts and narratives associated with President Trump and his supporters, and in fact directly flagged President Trump's tweets along with his family members and friends of the administration. With its multi-million dollar budget paid for by the American taxpayers, GEC funneled grants to organizations around the world dedicated to pushing speech restrictions under the guise of fighting disinformation. Yep, that's exactly what was taking place. He said he decided to publish his op-ed in The Federalist as one recipient of American taxpayer dollars was the Global Disinformation Index, which ranked news outlets based on the likeliness that they would spread disinformation. Wow. They said a center or center-right-leaning outlets such as The Federalist and The New York Post, they said that they were at the most risk of spreading disinformation. In other words, the truth, right? While some of the outlets least likely to spread disinformation, remember, it's their definition of disinformation, were left-leaning outlets such as HuffPost and ProPublica. Now, I mean, you get the idea. That's what has taken place. And we knew it. And we, you know, you could see it. You could smell it. You knew it was going on. But it's, oh, well, it's big, like social media companies. You know, it's not fair what they're doing, but it was really, you know, hard to dig into that and extrapolate what was really going on. But this is through government taxpayer funding.
Yeah.
This was happening.
See, I would think that maybe calling the president or someone running for president a Nazi and Hitler, that sounds like hate speech and is also misinformation. I don't believe that he has killed a few million people in his lifetime.
Well, it would be odd for a so-called, you know, Nazi or so-called Hitler-type person to also at the same time be the very best friend in leadership around the globe that Israel's ever had.
That they would name a community after it?
That's kind of odd, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think there's any Hitler estates in Israel, just saying.
The whole lefty agenda, the foundation, is a house of cards.
Yeah.
And just one or a couple of breaths of truth is going to blow it all down. But you got to get the truth out there.
Well, they are a bunch of jokers.
Yes, they are. And knuckleheads. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up. It's right around the corner. And we're going to have our friend from Epic Times and a couple of very interesting topics. Nanette Holt joins us next.